Thank you. Well, I didn't have a PowerPoint, so, but I need to be as clear as possible. So. Well, I'm going to share with you some of my, I would say, most interesting findings about the research that I carried out in 2006 and 2007 in order to write my degree thesis. And that was about access to water in post-apartheid South Africa. And after a brief introduction, I would articulate my presentation into three main points or conclusion that I found. So to start, I would say that the issue of water represents a good example of the contradiction that sometimes could stand out between the recognition of the rights of citizenship, especially the social economic rights, and the discourse about poverty reduction, poverty eradication, and on the other side, the requirements of the market, as they are also supported by international organizations and the community of donors. Thus, the question that arises is how to guarantee this kind of right to the whole population. And in this context, the case of South Africa appears to me to be very important and interesting, since it really shows this kind of contradictions. For instance, the policies that the country and the government of African National Congress, so post-apartheid government, has adopted in the water sector are characterized by a high degree of ambiguity, I would say. Let's remember, for example, that in 1996, the government has included in the Bill of Rights of the new constitution the right to have access to sufficient water in order to have a healthy life. But after that, this ideal of social justice that informed the politics of African National Congress and which underlined that decision about the constitution was soon replaced by the adherence to the principle of neoliberalism, which in the context of water called especially for cost recovery and the intervention of the private sector. Therefore, this fact make a case for asking whether access to water is nowadays still considered as a right, or rather is it viewed as a commodity. Okay, well, since the country presents a variety of experiences in terms of water services, my research has focused on a particular case study, which is represented by the town of Queenstown in the province of the Eastern Cape. This choice resulted from the presence of two elements: the high levels of unemployment and poverty, especially in the township just around the town, which are called Mlungisi and Ekubeleni, and the contract for the provision of water services that the local municipality has signed with a company named Water and Sanitation Services South Africa. This in particular is a kind of public-private partnership, so let's say a particular form of privatization, and especially in this case we have a delegated management contract. Well, my aim in this research has been to study the impact of the public-private partnership on access to water, with particular reference to the conditions of urban poor, because there is some literature about this moral discourse about privatization of water as a means to reduce poverty, so to produce several benefits also for the poor. Okay, so the three main points that I would like to share with you. First, the most evident consequence of this PPP, so-called public-private partnership, has been the crisis of payment that now affects the local water sector. For instance, what happened is that prices of water services have risen, and people could not more afford them. thus also began to incur debt with the municipalities. So poor families at this moment cannot pay for their bills, and at the same time they have debt with the municipality that they have to pay back sometimes in the future. In 2004, the total debt amounted to 95 million of rands for this municipality. So what I would like to stress is the fact that the choice of the African National Congress on to concentrate on the issue of access to water as hidden other important aspect of the problem, namely the fact that once people gain a formal connection, they must have the means to pay for it. So there is like a contradiction between access and affordability. And even in this case, Queenstown has a number of formal connections to water services, water network, which is bigger than other towns all around. It doesn't necessarily mean that people have really access to water. Joy. Okay, second, it should be noted the great difference between the promises made by ANC in 1994, especially the idea of meeting the basic needs of the whole population, and in the case of water, providing every household with an unlimited amount of water. This was like a long period, long-term objective. And the behavior that was after that assumed by the local municipalities towards their residents. For instance, they seem to give priority to their budget instead of providing universal access to services. So I would say the important thing in this regarding this aspect is that the public sector seems to have an attitude which is very similar to that of the private companies. And in particular, they started exercising some very strict forms of credit control, supported by the threat of severe punishment. In Queenstown, until 2000, those who couldn't pay the water bill experienced a water cutoff. But after 2000, that policy was considered non-equitable, not more acceptable. So now, those who cannot pay for water have their electricity cut off. There are also some other intelligent, so-called intelligent tools or instruments to monitor the consumption of water. As for the prepaid meters, they are not adapted in the case of water. In some, they are used for electricity. But people who register in a particular list at the town of the city hall offices, because they are indigent, are provided with a triple rule that restricts the amount of water flowing from their taps, so helping them control the amount of water they use. Third point, even though the public-private partnership has been presented, as I said before, as a means of poverty reduction, it was soon clear that the poor constituted a problem, namely because they didn't produce any profits. So the solution that has been proposed states that people should receive services of different levels according to their ability to pay for them. When I say services of different levels, I refer to the amount of water that they can use. We have just listened about the free basic water policy of 2000, so the basic amount of 6 kiloliters per month. But in Queenstown, things are a little bit different because the local municipality has adopted its own indigent policy, which states that indigents who register in this list will obtain 10 kiloliters per month per household free of charge. This is okay, it could be seen as an improvement of previous policies, but the problem is that people, or at least the people that I interviewed, didn't know about this policy. And the only family that was aware and was registered stressed this kind of, it's very practical problem, but it's really important when you don't have so much money, and is the problem of leaks in the houses, because if you have leaks inside your house or the yard, you have to pay for that to fix them. The municipality doesn't fix it. And another problem about different level of services, apart from the amount, is the fact that they are considering the opportunity, for example, not to provide every household with a tap in the house. They could also be a tap in the yard, for example. So more in general, I would stress the fact that the principle which informed this kind of policies, the free basic water policy and also this indigent policy, appear to be far away from the idea of poverty allocation, since they seem to fix the differences that exist among different families of different peoples, so the inequalities happen, and justify them. So, I'm already concluding. On the basis of this research so far, I would say that I'm a little bit an agro-pessimist, and this affirmation results in particular from the attitude of the South African government, or let's say also the public sector at the local level, because it really seems to define its role as a distinct one from that of the private companies. For instance, the idea that the public-private partnership are something good or something that could produce a lot of benefits stake in the idea that the public and the private can give their, how can I say, they are efficient in different ways. The private sector is efficient from an economic point of view. The public sector has to take care of the poor, of the marginalized people. But in this case, there doesn't seem to be such a great distinction from the two actors. And so it seems really, because in general, the ANC seems to lose sight of its original commitment to act for the benefit of the whole population. And finally, it really seems to be unable to clarify whether water is a right or a commodity. But this is the kind of definition from which we should start in order to adopt policies which are